Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
What he said was all dead on. He said better than I can say it. He'll be joining us coming up. I just spent 2 hours on Australia because the UN is in control of national policy of every country but a few. The U.S. was under their policy at the WHO and under UNESCO. Trump's pulled out of both. Pulled out of UNESCO 3 years ago because when you sign onto that treaty, the UN is in control of your immigration policy. I was bringing us refugees that were 80%+ Islamic age military men. And so Trump pulled us out of that. And then a few months ago, as you know, he pulled us out of the WHO. This is the real deal, folks. And then the WHO has come out and criticized us owning guns and said we're racist and our police are bad. When there are some bad cops, good, fry them when they're bad. But, I mean, statistically, if you're a black man getting shot by cops, is like about 14 black men are killed wrongly a year by cops, even with mainline numbers. I mean, but every time it happens, it's like burn all these cities and try to destabilize the country. As Kanye West came out and said, 22+ million black people have been killed. That clip's coming up. In fact, let's just do this. Let's hear if the Clintons came out again now with Bill and said contest the election no matter what. Even though they admit Trump's going to win in the poll numbers, they're still going to contest it with their mail-in ballots. And then play the clip of Kanye. He came out and said, Black Lives Matter is fake. If you cared about black lives, you care about abortion. Passed by Margaret Sanger to kill black people on record. So here's both those clips.
And I said my advice to Joe Biden, and I've told the campaign this, obviously, is do not concede under any circumstances because I believe the other side is going to cheat and sneak and try
he
to
said
do everything.
If he loses, he's not going to leave. If he loses,
we're going to be resolved and we're going to be strong and we're going to be on that front line and we're going to get our country back. That's our plan.
Because it was a setup.
Hit pause. Now, pause a second. We're going to get our country back. That's the plan. No borders, no walls, no USA at all. America sucks. Globalism. Sell us out to communist China. Have Hollywood demoralize us. Have horrible policies for the military. Has record suicides. All of this. Promote pedophilia. And she's like, we're going to get our country back, smiling like a little goblin demon with Bill the pervert pedophile in the background. Here it is. Here's Kanye.
To the award show because it was a setup.
Right. Now, okay, so now let's get to life. In 50 years, there's been 22 million, over 22,500,000 black people aborted strategically and on purpose. Planned Parenthood was set up and placed in minority communities to kill black people.
You're talking about when Margaret Sanger, the originator of Planned Parenthood at the time, because a lot of people, when you say things like that, to in their defense, they say, well, Planned Parenthood today is a different organization. But what you cannot deny is these facts that Ye is about to give you right now.
Here we go. Margaret Sanger, the founder of Planned Parenthood, was an avowed racist whose goal was to reduce the black population in America, and she succeeded. 80% of abortion clinics in America are in minority neighborhoods. Over 22,500,000 black babies have been aborted in 50 years. Over 1,000 black babies are aborted every day. So that means we are inside of it as we speak.
This is genocide. So wait,
we are inside of genocide
so people,
as we speak.
What about the people that are going to argue and say, but
all right,
know,
last segment of this hour, I'm going to play more of this. But imagine 14 black dudes killed wrongly by the cops, maybe each year, versus hundreds of thousands, millions killed each year. Again, it's the genocide group running the black leadership. That's what Margaret Sanger went and did, is they hired the black leadership and created the NAACP and all of it to exterminate black people. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming, and financial collapse, and planetary lockdowns using viruses, and he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true. This was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Speaking at a city council about a week and a half ago, Carlos Zapata, a business owner, a father, a veteran of the Iraq War, laid out what was really happening, and I think did a 100% dead-on job, better than I could have done in 2 minutes in Citizens Communications, to challenge their arrogance, to lay out the facts and let them know the reality that even a minority of us are highly motivated and stand up, they cannot stop us. Here's what he had to say.
Zapata, I wasn't going to speak. I was asked to speak here, you know, Sheriff, good to see you. I'm telling you guys, you know, I'm pretty appalled at what's going on. You know, at first we sat as concerned citizens and we all wanted to figure out how to best navigate our way through this whole COVID thing, you know. And as we realized that it's not quite as dangerous as we thought it'd be, you know, I was absolutely appalled at the cowardice, you know. And as you're sitting there with your masks on, I don't blame you for wearing masks, because I'd be hiding my face too if I was you for what you're doing. It's absolutely horrendous what you're doing to these people. I'm a business owner, and I'm telling you, our families are starving. You know, you guys can sit here with your jobs, you can sit here and you're going to get paid, you can fall asleep in your chair like that gentleman's doing behind his mask right there, okay? And I'm telling you right now, that right now we're being peaceful, and you better be happy that we're good citizens, that we're peaceful citizens, but it's not going to be peaceful much longer, okay? And this isn't a threat, I'm not a criminal, I've never been a criminal, but I'm telling you, good citizens are going to turn into real concerned and revolutionary citizens real soon. And nobody else is going to say that. I'm probably the only person that has the balls to say what I'm saying right now. That we're building, we're organizing, and we'll work with law enforcement or without law enforcement. But you won't stop us when time comes, because our families are starving. And if you don't hear the seriousness of my voice, I hope you open your ears. And you absolutely listen to what I'm saying. Because this is a warning for what's coming. It's not going to be peaceful much longer. It's not going to be rah-rah. It's not going to be speeches. It's not going to be gathered outside saying a Pledge of Allegiance. It's not going to be waving flags. It's going to be real. When you see the things that I've seen, I went to war for this country. I've seen the ugliest, dirtiest part of humanity. I've been in combat, and I never want to go back again. But I'm telling you what, I will to save this country. If it has to be against our own citizens, it will happen. And there's a million people like me, and you won't stop us. Open the county. Let our citizens do what they need to do. Let owners of businesses do what they need to do to feed their families. Take the masks off. Quit masking and muzzling your children. The psychological damage you're doing to them is horrible. I've had 6 friends kill themselves since it's happened. Veterans who lost their jobs. How do you feel about being complicit in perpetuating that? The greatest hoax ever perpetuated on the American people. And you're part of it while they're wearing your masks. In Shasta County, we're supposed to be red country up here. Not blue country, we're red country up here. You guys know that. You claim to be conservatives, maybe you're not, maybe you're liberals, I don't know. But by God, we're Americans, and remember that. Take your masks off, quit muzzling yourselves. Join us, fight with us against what's going on in Sacramento. Adams.
Carlos Zapata joins us. Recent video went viral in which Carlos Zapata tongue-lashed the Shasta County Board of Supervisors in Redding, California, for invasive mask and lockdown policies. Similar to what we've seen in Australia related to COVID-19. He's a former Marine, husband, father of four Iraq veteran, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, black belt, and teacher. He is a resident of Palo Credo, California, and a patriot, the owner of the Palomino Room in Red Bluff, California. And he joins us. So, Carlos, we really appreciate you. We love what you said. It's totally true. You got the floor. I could ask 100 questions of why you went and spoke, what happened since, what's happening with the exodus from California, where you see this going. But just, you got the floor, my friend. Let us have it.
Alex, thanks for having me. Thanks for what you're doing. You know, you're really getting a lot of good word out there. And you're saying things that are resonating with a lot of people, where maybe a year ago people would have thought folks like us are crazy. Now they're listening, and they're tuning into our platforms because we're saying exactly what they're thinking. And, yeah, so obviously this started a couple weeks ago, and I never had any plans to speak or to be so vocal about things that I was thinking. You know, I've been vocal in small circles, you know, within my group of friends, within my small scope of influence, but never would I have dreamed that this was going to go this viral and this big. But that day, that night, I sort of got thrown in by a friend of mine who's been a great organizer. Alyssa McEwen has been an awesome organizer here in our community, and she threw me to the front of the line at the board supervisors meeting, and I figured I had 2 minutes to give them everything that I had and to put as much information as I could possibly put in front of them, you know, and then put the ball in their court, because they've absolutely dropped the ball, you know. And what happens here, like most counties across the country, is that they are beholden to the state governments for money. You know, we have a tyrant of a governor here in California, which you well know, Gavin Newsom, who's holding a lot of money over their heads. And if they don't comply, if they don't obey what his tyrannical dictatorship is mandating, then the counties aren't getting that money. But we're to the point now where we want the county supervisors to understand that the money doesn't come from the government. It comes from us as citizens. It comes from business owners. It comes from people being able to do commerce here locally and you know, outside of the area. And that's where we're at. So you guys saw what I said. I think the only incorrect thing I said was that there's a million people like me. I think there's more like probably 30 million people like me who would fight. And
well, exactly. Listen, I think there's probably 30 million ready to fight now, and as soon as we did that, we'd have 100 million behind us. I mean, victory's there as long as they don't distract us off if things get physical into some side fight, but I don't see that happening. I just see them taking our kindness as weakness. Where do you think this is all going gut level? You seem to have your head screwed on.
I'll tell you what, Alex, nobody wants war, you know, especially those of us who have been there don't want to repeat that, but I don't see any way out. The one thing I know about the socialist programs that they want to instill, they want to turn us into a socialist communist country. Let's make no mistake about it. And you can't vote your way out of socialism. And this is what they wanted to feed down our throats forever, right? Well, if you don't like what's going on, well, you wait 2 or 4 years and then you vote that person out, you know, and you get newly elected officials that hopefully, you know, resonate with what you want them to do. But that's not the way that socialism works. Once it takes root into any country, and I know this because my parents came from Peru and my family came from Chile, and they came from these countries that were ravaged by socialism. And had they been able to vote their way out, maybe they would have stayed and changed their country. But the only way that you get out of a socialist state or a communist state is you either have to leave it or you have to fight. And there's nowhere else for us to go. My dad said to me a couple of days ago, he said, son, we came here because it's the last pillar of freedom. Where are we going to go from here? We have no other country that we can pack up our stuff and our families and move to start a new life. And this is it. My gut feeling, Alex, is that we're at that boiling point where there's a lot of angry people like myself that have been criminalized for doing the most fundamental thing, which is to open our businesses and earn a living for our families. And the only way that I see out of this is to fight if they fail to listen to our words, because they have completely failed to listen to our words at this point. You know, the mandates just get more strict and more regulations come down the pipeline. And it's almost like they feed you a little bit of a carrot, right? Every couple of weeks, the governor gets on, he says, hey, we're getting closer to opening it again. And then boom, they take it right back from you. And if you ask me personally, I think it's an experiment. It's a game.
Oh, they admit it's a giant experiment. And all they do is tighten into their cult. And Bill Gates admits it's a post-industrial world. It's total economic control, so they can dictate to us, as you said, in Latin America, anywhere. Rich, powerful countries, till they go communist or socialist, because they do it on purpose to make people poor, to dictate to them.
Absolutely. This has nothing to do with equitable wealth. It has nothing to do with creating a sense of equality, you know, for everybody as socialism sells itself. And this, you nailed it on the head, Alex. You know, they're not even trying to hide or disguise this anymore. You know, even Castro himself in Cuba tried to disguise what he was selling from a centrist point of view, right? He told people that, that this was going to be good for everybody, and he made promises, you know.
Well, he was a secret communist. You know your history. He was a secret communist.
Yeah. 100%. And these guys now, they're not even secret anymore. You know, here we are in the United States of America 2020, and it's no secret what they want to do, where they used words like progressive and liberal before. Now they're just admitting that they're straight socialists, and we all know that communism is the next step to
Carlos Zapata, you're exploding. You're on fire. When we come back, what do you want to cover next? I got a lot of questions, but what do you want to get to next?
You know what, Alex? Let's just talk about where our country's going and how we got here. I think we need to understand how we got here in order to understand where we're going.
Exactly. Know how we got here to know where we are, know where we're going to go, and make that decision. Everybody needs to know. No more procrastination now, folks. We're in the jaws of the fight. And if we fight back, we're going to win. But if we go along with the creature that's got us in its jaws, we're going to lose. Don't forget the news websites are Infowars.com. And newswars.com. And I also will ask Carlos Zapata the best place people to visit him. I guess it's @Carlos_Zapata_1. And on Instagram, Carlos.Zapata.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to survivalseedbank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit survivalseedbank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
So folks used to hear us 20-some years ago talking about all this. And that sounds crazy. Nobody throw away America and all this freedom and all the wealth. We got problems, but no one would throw it away for North Korea or Cuba. You don't understand. There's powerful interests behind it that want that. It's not Kim Jong-un or Kim Jong-il or Fidel Castro you're fighting. It's the multinational banks. It's the consortiums that are now out in the open that intend to do it. And now people aren't laughing, which is a good thing. People are starting to wake up. I agree with Carlos Zapata. And I watched his video the other day. I think I even said it on air. I said, this is like a perfect 2 minutes, except I think it's more than a million. He's right. But will those more than a million stand up, speak out? So let's talk about how we got here. Next segment, we'll talk about where we're going. Carlos, take over.
Hey, I'm sorry. So I've been a student of history my whole life. You know, I was a history major in college, which doesn't really mean anything, but I've read a lot and I've experienced a lot, you know, and I'll tell you that I've always felt like there's an attack on the American male, an attack on the alpha male, you know, and from the time that we were kids, we were told you can't fight, you can't cuss, you can't talk aggressively, you can't make fast decisions, you can't win, you know, and we're to the point now where you got to think about this. You know, we've gotten to the point in America and the world where we actually play sports. We don't allow a team to win. Think about how ludicrous that is. And if you don't think that that eats away at the soul of a man or a soul of a human, then you're absolutely blind, you know, because you're doing nobody any favors. You're not doing any participation trophy. And this is a community and society that we live in now. And you got to ask yourself, why are they doing this? Are they really doing it because they want that loser kid to feel better about himself, or that person that maybe makes a bad decision and not to feel the consequences of it? No, they do this because they know that if they eat away at our drive to win, I think start to interject these socialist policies and these communist policies. They know that eventually they're going to try to make us all the same, where there's no winners, no losers. And we've seen this coming, right? I mean, I have four children, and I think that's maybe why I have a voice in the community, because I'm every dad, I'm every American, you know. I have a business, I have a family, and I see this with my kids, you know, where our kids are being raised now to feel guilty if they're better than the next kid. They're made to feel like they need to regress or be less in order to be like everybody else, you know. And if you have half a brain between your ears, you know that leads to absolute just loss of culture, loss of
exactly. They don't want to put
economy,
pressure on
loss of everything. Go ahead.
They don't want to put pressure on kids to make them excel. And I remember I was not a good soccer player. When I was like 6 years old, they put me in soccer. I remember being at the pizza place at the end of the year, and they were giving out the participation trophies, and nobody told me what they were. But I knew I wasn't good at it, so it made me want to quit, because I wasn't mad at the kids that got the big trophy. I knew I didn't deserve it. And even as a mammal, as a male, as a human, I knew there was something wrong with that, that I didn't deserve that. So you're talking about the other side of it. The kids that excel, they're saying you excelling doesn't matter. And then that takes the drive out of people, which makes them soulless.
100%, you know, 1,000%. And people like you, people like me, people like the kids that were raised and understand this, they understand that there's a loser and there's a winner. And Here's the deal. You know, it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to fail, right? But we can't live in a society where we don't allow people to fail, because in all the failures that I've found my success, that I found my way towards success, right? So you can't make a good decision unless you know what a bad decision feels like, smells like, you know? And I've made plenty of those, you know, which is why I am where I am. But, you know, Alex, I think we're in the most existential crisis that we've ever been in our lives. You know, in my 41 years on this earth, I never would have thought that we'd be fighting for our very identity. And I know you've talked about this before, but when they're knocking down statues of our history, that's knocking down a statue of who we are today, you know, of who I am as a person. Now, am I a racist? No. Have I ever been a racist? No. Will I ever be a racist? No. But, you know, to say that I'm a bad person because I think that we should have Confederate statues in the South does not make me a bad person. It makes me a student of history, a person that understands that if we erase how we got here, we erase our identity, and that's what they want. At the end of the day, they want a bunch of robots that are simply going to do what they say. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the result. Listen, I hate to admit it, but they're winning. You know, they've gotten us to a point where I go to our local I live in a town of 1,200 people, and I go to the grocery store and I see people who are otherwise pretty tough country living people wearing masks all of a sudden, where, you know, 3 months ago they weren't, but they've been talked into this. They've been felt guilty. And when I ask them, why are you wearing this mask? They said, well, I just don't want the confrontation. You know, I just get anxiety, from thinking that somebody's going to approach me and tell me to put a mask on. I said, well, you know, that's the problem. The problem is that going back to what I said earlier, we've been taught the confrontation's bad. We've been taught the fighting's bad. We've been taught that standing up for yourself is bad, you know, and I don't know. I've been a fighter my whole life. I love to fight. So I have no problem walking by somebody.
And once they get you, as you know, Mr. Zapata, to give up on the one thing, now it's going to be contact tracing. California has announced when you go to any grocery store or business, they're going to write out who you are, put in a database, and then comes the contact tracing, then comes the forced inoculation. They admit. It's not like we're speculating. This is coming very soon. You talk about war. It's one thing to shut down business.
It's no longer speculation at all.
Keep going, sorry.
No, it's no longer speculation at all. The day's coming where they're going to tell me that I cannot have a business license unless I have a vaccine for this COVID, fake COVID virus. I'm telling you, it's coming.
No, I agree. So when you say, lie in the sand, I'm ready to go to war, I mean, it's not like we're starting a fight. They're coming with medical tyranny. Have you seen Australia where they're beating up women and arresting women that organize demonstrations?
Yes. And that's coming soon. So things that we're seeing now, even in our own cities, right? Look at Portland, look at Seattle. We're seeing things that 5 years ago we were watching on the news in third world countries and thanking God that we were Americans that would never happen here. And here we are now having this conversation, Alex, where, you know, 6 hours away, people are killing people because of who they're voting for, you know, because the guy's a Trump supporter. He's getting
because we thought it could never happen. That's key. Get into that. We have just been sleeping on our laurels, living on our laurels, and people need to get. No, the assault's now. This isn't another probe. It's not a joke. This is the attack.
Yeah, we are here. They've crossed the line of departure. I've been called a domestic terrorist since my speech. I've been called an insider. I've been called a lot of things by some people. But let me tell you that I've gotten literally hundreds of thousands of text messages, emails, Facebook messages, Instagram messages, Twitter, okay, of people that say, just let us know when and we will be there. If I put up the balloon right now and I said, hey, I need 1 million people here with guns, they would show up.
And that's leadership, brother. Exactly. And that's what scares the system. I think they jumped the gun. They were planning this later, but Trump made them launch a plan that they had planned maybe a decade from now.
Yeah, and they've underestimated guys like me and guys like you. They've underestimated the fact that, you know what, us veterans, we look forward to peaceful lives and raising our families in the way that we see fit. But if we have to go to war, we have to remember that the oath that we swore, the oath when I raised my right hand as a younger man to uphold and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that did not end with my contract. The day that I left active duty, that contract between me and the Constitution, between me and my country, stay very much alive. And until the day that I die, until the day that I take my last breath, you know, I have to uphold that oath, you know, of fighting.
Right. Carlos Zapata, stay there. You're on fire. We're going to come back and you're going to continue on with what's coming next. Absolutely. And again, you swore an oath, you're still following it. All of us know we're going under slavery here. So this is survival now, too. And the more people lay down, the more they're in denial, the worse it's going to get. Stay with us, Carlos Zapata, straight ahead. come down to the fight over how many people are awake and how many aren't. They're going to contest the election. They're going to say Trump lost. They're super pissed that I'm on air.
I want them shut down. I want them silenced. I want them muted. I think they are horrible for our society.
You kept us on air. We did the analysis first. It's now gone mainstream. We continue to be the epicenter. And what they've said directly to us is you continue to be the epicenter of our plans not going the way we want. And you need to stop right now. And they're very, very serious. Well, I'm not signing on with a bunch of devil worshiping child molesters. It's not going to happen. So they are moving now to destroy me. I used to say support InfoWars, rescue InfoWars, save yourself, save the world. We're in this together. Because let me tell you something. Communism's up here. InfoWars is the damn blocking it, which is all of us together supporting. And you and I are all down here with our families. My children are right here. But I need money to fight a war. And I need word of mouth. And I need prayer. And I need action. Because that dam's going to come down. Trump's told you, hell's coming.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Marine Corps veteran of Iraq, and a father and a business owner out in California in Shasta County, dealing with all this garbage with the supervisors in Redding, and he gave that speech. But I want people to understand something. We're not up here trying to act dramatic. This is the whole buildup of the takeover. The globalists admit now at Davos, this is their reset. This is to teach you to be poor. This is to get rid of small businesses. You talk about discrimination. They talk about black or white all day. What about small businesses can't be open, but Walmart and Target and Governor Newsom's wineries can? This is so obvious. And then they admit it's a vertical integration. So you talked about in that speech, things are going to get physical. Because you're physically starving us. You're physically trying to forcibly inoculate us. You're physically, you are attacking us with, you know, fifth generational warfare.
Yeah.
And as a man, as a father, I'm not trying to prove myself. I'm not looking for a fight. But genetically, at a cellular level, I can't get my mind out of it now. As I see we're under assault, I'd be in Stockholm Syndrome if I decided to just go along with it. So how do we get the public not to go under Stockholm Syndrome, but not start a shooting war? Is there a third rail, a way to get out of this before it's too late?
You know, the mechanisms are set in place through our Constitution, you know, but the problem is, Alex, is that the Constitution has been completely disregarded at this point. You know, if we were still operating under constitutional law and constitutional ideals, we wouldn't be having this conversation because those mechanisms of how we deal with this would be there. And the biggest mechanism that we have that was granted upon us is obviously our Second Amendment. We can talk to a blue in the face, but if our message does not have teeth behind it, if we don't have that bottom line where we're actually willing to go into a kinetic type of warfare for our ideas, then our message means absolutely nothing. And that's what's happened. You know, that they've taken advantage of our kindness, of our weak, or that they've mistaken our kindness for weakness because they thought that we would never actually go into that kinetic fight. And we will. And we have to because, listen, I've done well for myself, but I can't afford to lose any more money. I can't afford to have a closed business that I've put $500,000 of my own money into in the last year, you know, and there's other businesses that aren't going to be okay, other businesses that won't open again. So you've taken away our most fundamental right, which is what? The pursuit of happiness, right? The pursuit of happiness was put, written for a reason, because somebody knew that one day we would be able to open our business, but they also knew that someday somebody was going to be able to take that away from us. And the foresight that our forefathers had is absolutely divine. If we can't see that, if we can't see it, these were the most intelligent men that ever lived that wrote a constitution, that we're just simply not American and we hate our culture, we hate our country. But that's why we're here. And these piranhas, I call them, these liberal piranhas, are so good at feeding off of the vulnerable, right? So let's talk about what's happened in Central America. What happened there? They preyed on the least of these, right? They preyed on the native population that was uneducated, and they turned them against the white man, against the European man, right? And they told them that it was their fault that they were where they were. It was their fault that they weren't educated. It was their fault they didn't have good schools or housing or whatever, you know? And they're doing the exact same here, but let's call it the black population, okay? They've taken a black population, a fatherless society, and turned them against everybody else. And this is what we're seeing BLM and Antifa gaining ground in this country. Without that population, they would have nothing because the rest of us aren't going to fall for that. Now, this is not a knock on the black community. In fact, I have
you're talking about liberation theology, the CIA, the foundations. It's on record. They take schisms and manipulate them for division.
100%. And there are some great black leaders coming out of this. And I think that the black community is awakening now and seeing that they've been taken advantage of. They're being raped and they absolutely are.
Look at Kanye West. Look at Kanye West.
100%. Look at folks like David Harris Jr. That's a good friend of mine, you know, people who are intelligent coming out and saying, look, we need to address a problem. And if it makes me a racist to address a serious problem because I want you to fix it, then label me what you will. But I'll say that, look, I'm trying to fix a problem. Unless we identify what the issue is, we can't fix it, right?
What is the heart of the matter? It's the mega corporations playing us against each other using psychological warfare, cheating. What do they need to be brought to justice?
It's absolute. This whole thing's a psychological operation, you know. I had an opportunity to work I was in the Marine Corps, but I worked with the Army PSYOP guys when I was in Iraq, and I'm seeing exactly the playbook that they would use. You know, if I was to control a population, I would use the playbook that's been set out for these guys already. All you have to do is read the book and know where we're going. This does not end well for us. Not today, not tomorrow, not 10 years from now. It never ends well for us.
The only way is to realize the game and not play it.
Oh, you have to. And going back to what I said earlier, I am absolutely appalled and I'm disgusted. I want to throw up every time I see a friend of mine or somebody that I respected before play the game simply because, I can't afford not to. I have to keep my job. I have to comply. Well, I'm trying to save my words, you know, because I don't want to offend anybody.
Excessive approximation. Yeah. We're being walked into total slavery. Complying doesn't get you ahead now. It means the takeover like Venezuela.
Absolutely. And people say, it's just a mask, right? Oh, yeah, it's just a mask. Well, you got to tell me you can't put on a mask, you can go fight for this country. No, it's what that mask signifies. That mask signifies absolute control. It signifies silencing myself, silencing my children. It signifies
going under group
of my identity.
What do you make of Pelosi?
Ago, the Muslims too.
Sorry, go ahead.
2,300 years ago, the Muslims knew that if they covered somebody's face, it would take their identity. It would take their self-worth. And if you take away our self-worth, you eat away at the very soul of what makes us great, and that's what's happening.
Let's talk about that in a moment, because I interrupted you, but what do you make of all the Democrats caught eating at restaurants they own, going to salons, not wearing masks? I mean, they know it's a fraud, so they'll arrest you if it's not their business, but if it's their pet business, then they can do it.
You know, I don't think much of it. It doesn't surprise me one bit. You know, I was not even shocked at all from when I saw that Nancy Pelosi video. We know this about it. This is not a surprise. They're not hiding it. They're elitists. They hate the middle class. They want to eradicate the middle class, you know, because they can't control the middle class. They can control the lower classes with money. They can't control people like me, you know. And
they want domesticated people in a world of money. The middle class is the free, undomesticated person.
They want to kill the pioneer spirit. Remember why we're out here. I live out west. You know, the west was won by pioneers who were willing to fight for what they wanted. You know, with no promise of victory. You know, they fought with no promise of victory, knowing that there might be something else over the horizon, you know, that might benefit their families. So that pioneer spirit out here, out west, I live in rural America, that's being trampled on, you know, but it's the very people that are being trampled on that are going to fight. People like me will fight. And like I said before, I think you said, 30, 40, let's call it 50 million people that would fight with us right now.
That's right. Let me play a short clip of a few months ago. This mirrors Pelosi of Lightfoot. Caught out at a salon, and she goes, well, I'm a public figure. I need to have my hair done. Oh, no one else needs a haircut? And I hadn't had a haircut in a while. I shaved my head when this was coming. I knew it was coming. But, I mean, the elitism.
I wear a hat.
It's insane to say I'm an elitist. I mean, they're even blind to their elitism. This is beyond, quote, racism. This is classism, meaning in America we all have the same rights. Not under them. It's incredible. Here it is. You guys got live football player.
I'm out in the public eye, and you know I'm a person who I take my personal hygiene very seriously. As I said, I felt like I needed to have a haircut. I'm not able to do that myself, and so I got a haircut.
And again, the full press conference is she was arresting people opening their barbershops, but she goes, but I need a haircut. I mean, this woman is totally blind and totally unself-aware. How the hell do you say you are arrested if you go get your hair? She even said in the speech, like a week before, I'll catch you in a barbershop, or I'll catch you in a bar, or I'll catch you in a restaurant, you're arrested. She's like, well, I'm important. I mean, I got to get my hair done. What the hell? And same thing with Pelosi. Oh, my God, Newsom. I mean, just Admiral Admar, whatever it is. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus.
That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203, 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cliches because they're true. People say them over and over again. Well, it's always darkest before the dawn. Another cliche, don't ever meet your heroes, they'll disappoint you. Well, meeting Carlos Zapata, who is a hero to us all and is just common sense 2 minutes, has not been disappointing. It's been empowering, and I want to invite him back on the War Room, on the election countdown, on the David Knight Show to get his analysis and topics he wants to cover and things that are unfolding. Carlos, let me ask you this question. I mean, we went to break, you had another topic you were on. I said, hold over, I forget what it was. But what do you think the globalists are thinking? I think they're just testing and probing to see what we'll put up with. And the fact that they, the leadership, never get in trouble is why they think that they are invincible. Your thoughts on that and just on the election and on the destabilization and everything else that's happening?
I think they push a little bit further every time. Every time something like this happens, they're going to push a little bit further to see how how gullible we are. And we prove over and over again to be very gullible. We prove that we'll allow them to push the line more and more. And things that if you would have asked us a year ago, hey, at what point would you fight against a tyrannical government? You know, people say, oh, well, if they made me shut down my business, I might fight. Well, here we are. They shut down our businesses. If they made me wear a mask, I might fight. Well, here we are. We're wearing a mask. And we're not fighting. So we're telling them, you know, and silence is consent. And I'm not silent. You're not silent. People like us aren't silent, but there's very many people that are. And as long as we're consenting and they see that consent, they're going to continue to move the line. And people like us will be labeled the terrorists. We're going to be labeled the fringe, right? You know, Alex, like I said, this doesn't end well for us unless we change course, and we change course now. And right now we have the most important election in the history of our country coming up, where my mother was sitting here in my living room last week, and she said, son, this is no longer about Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. This is literally, in a very real way, a choice between liberty and freedom and tyranny. And that's it. And if we choose tyranny this time around, we will never, ever, ever be able to go back to where we want to be.
And you've been through this. You saw this in Peru. Your family did. I mean, the globalists admit this is a total takeover. Describe to people, with your historical understanding, what it will look like if they win, what the future is.
If they win, it's going to be a free-for-all, Alex. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. If Joe Biden wins in November, they're going to absolutely push their agenda in a way that is so fast and so uncontrollable that we will not have a choice. We won't be able to stop it unless we take to the streets. And there's going to be bloodshed in the streets because at that point, they know they've won. And at that point, they're going to be so rooted for the next 4 to 8 years that we will never be able to catch up again. And like I said before, we won't be able to vote ourselves out of this time around. We barely voted our way out of it, you know, from the Obama years. And we won't be able to do it this time around. And their infrastructure is there. They have their plan in place. And
that's right. They've gone weaponized. We barely got a reprieve. Trump held on under total coup d'etat, and now they know if they get in, they're going to go for they say, we're going to, quote, wipe his supporters out, wipe out Americans, wipe out the middle class. I mean, they're on TV saying they're going to, quote, level us, wipe us out. Your family experienced that. What does the wipeout look like?
They're telling us what it's going to look like. It's going to be like you losing all your wealth. It's going to be like guys like me going to the bank one day and not having any money in the account because my accounts are frozen and I'll be able to access them. You know, it's going to look like them telling me that I can't run my business because I don't have a vaccine or my kids aren't vaccinated. It's going to look like my kids not being able to get an education.
That's the cover for their communism. It's going to be the Microsoft Bill Gates run contact tracing. That's their cover.
So we know the playbook, right? They create an obstacle, they create a problem, okay? Then they wait for a reaction, and then they create a solution, right? But the solution is not a real solution. The solution is just furthering their own agenda by whatever action they take. And in this case, it's going to be, the inoculation, the contact tracing. It's going to be a very globalist control over us. And we have nowhere to go from here, Alex. I can't pack up. I said this earlier. I can't pack up my family, sell my things, and go to another country to start over again.
And there's nowhere to run. I love America, but I've said it. There was some free country, the folks that got it, I would have left because...
We would have gone because I love my freedom more than I love my country, and I love my country because of my freedom.
Beautifully said. So, yeah, wow, it sounds like your folks are great people. Talk about your parents.
They are, you know. Okay, my parents, you know, I say this all the time, that my parents, we came from very humble beginnings, okay? My parents' families have done very well in Peru, in Latin America. In fact, I'll tell you something that I haven't said on any show before, is that my grandfather was an Allende, related to Salvador Allende, who was the communist leader of Chile, and we know what happened to him, you know, in that coup d'etat. And so that is my family history. We come from the Allende family. We come from a socialist, communist family. was a leader of the Socialist Party in Peru. You know, he fled Chile and he became the leader of the Socialist Party in Peru. And so I've seen how this crushed that country, how it crushed, not only the government, but the people and the culture of that country. It's a beautiful country. So I know this. My family was part of this history, you know. So let me tell you that this does not end well for free people. Okay. So here I am now, a proud American. I'm an American. If you ask me, I'm not a Peruvian American. I'm not a Latin American. I am a registered American.
Sure, but I can tell. That's why I asked about your folks. I can tell you know what you're talking about. Not just from the military being American, but you had some expert understanding.
Yeah, and my parents are great people. Listen, they lost absolutely everything. You know, whatever their families had amassed in wealth was completely lost. They came to this country. My father's a preacher. He's a pastor of a church.
No, I get it. There's nothing like experience to make you be intelligent and informed.
Absolutely. Nothing else, you know. So let me talk about this for 1 second, Alex, if you don't mind me jumping around a little bit. What you just said about experience is something that you can't replicate. You have to understand things based on experience, right? What have we done, you know, to our society over the last 30 years? I was raised in a community that told you that if you don't go to college, you're going to end up being a plumber. Okay. Well, a plumber makes $150 an hour. And if they own their own business, they make more, right? So.
And people with a college degree on average are bagging groceries. Sorry.
100%. So I'm going somewhere with this, right? In that we were all funneled into this pipeline of indoctrination. You were told that you have to go to college because if you don't go to college, you're going to be a dummy. You're going to go work in the trades. Well, guess what? Some of the smartest people I know never went to college. Some of the smartest, most intelligent, capable people I know work in the trades. Okay. But why did they want us all to go to college? Because this conditioning had to have a vessel, and that vessel was academia, right? That vessel was universities and colleges around the country where they could funnel us all in there and get brainwashed essentially to where we are now.
And create a political army.
You know, and create a political army and allies because they knew that this day would come where they would need every last person, you know.
And they need to give them educations that disenfranchise them so they're desperate and scared and will follow the cult leaders who've already abused them under Stockholm Syndrome to then direct them against the rest of the country.
100%. You know, it's all conditioning, and I won't even go into all the studies that have been done. We could go into that another time, but, you know, studies of how easily conditioned people are, you know. And I'm
Milgram,
seeing that.
Stanford, seeing that over and over. You name it.
Yep.
Well, listen, so, you need to join us again. When do you want to come back on with the show?
I would love to. You tell me, Alex, I love your show. I love what you're doing. And listen, I never wanted this platform, but now that I have a platform, people are hearing this message. I think it's important. I feel it's my duty now as part of that oath that we talked about earlier to get this message out because we have to save our country.
Yeah, why don't you just pick a day you want to host an hour? That way I'm not interrupting. You can really flow with it. Daria, the producer, will talk to you. You pick an hour. You want to come on. No, seriously, that's what we do. We want to get regular folks who aren't the regular folks, the real people on the show, in the game, brother.
I appreciate that. I have a lot to say, and I would love to come back and do that with you.
And you ought to sometime when you're after you've done it, if you just bring your dad. You should do a show with him.
Yeah, he'd probably love it. He has a lot to say.
I bet he does. Because I can tell, not just that you're informed, you have that passion and that focus of the experience. You can see that. You can't fake that.
We love this country, Alex, and one thing that I will not buy into is the fact that based on the color of my skin, you know, being an Hispanic, that I need to vote a certain way, you know, because there's so many like us, you know, and so many people from my background and in our culture have bought into that bait.
It's not saying there isn't real stuff by all sides out there, but the globalist corporates with their sociology and anthropology are exploiting people, period, cold-bloodedly. It's a fraud. Doesn't mean there's not real stuff going on, but what they're doing is a fraud. Carlos Zapata, at Carlos underscore Zapata underscore one, a real leader. Instagram, carlos.zapata.90. Hey, come back on this week. Let's not wait.
I
get
will.
On with Owen Schroyer. Daria's going to set you up right now.
Get on my Instagram. Get on Twitter. I have a lot to say on there, guys. Follow me. Not because I want the popularity.
No, but you need to win the war. I get it, brother. Here's the deal. Yep. Here's the deal. You're now conscripted. You're now drafted into the InfoWars Army. So come back on this tomorrow. Come on the other shows. Tell people where you want them to go again. Where were you saying, Instagram?
Go to Instagram, carlos.zapata.90. Go to my Twitter. It's carlos_zapata_1. And follow me on there. You know, we have a lot to say. We can have some good conversation on there. And I try to answer as many messages as possible. So if you have questions that you want answered.
Absolutely,
you want
Carlos. You're awesome. We love you. We'll talk soon. We'll be back with hour number 4. Stay with us.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.